This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
You've got to assume at this point in your career, anything you do is going to affect Jake, and anything Jake does will affect you.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. The goal is to be the last person that has to distance themselves from the other.
Would you ever, even if it ruined, if it tanks your career, would you ever prank him by destroying his?
That would be kind of interesting. Sort of like in
kind of
a,
funny.
I'm taking you down with me style.
Yeah.
It'd be like flash mob in a way.
Yeah. Be quite a turn. Quite a turn.
Like a heel turn.
Yeah. It's like a WWE.
Which ultimately isn't good, but then it's like at the very least I'm feeling something new again.
Ready? Kinda, but like, why?
It's not that funny.
Did it, did it.
After we're
but you don't get the torture element of it, you know?
It's not torture being on the show. Is that what you're implying?
I'm implying that hearing a loud clanging metal pipe is torturous.
It's not torturous. That's how we come back from the break.
Yeah, it's torturous and how we come back from the break.
Yeah. Sorry. Would you mind putting on your headphones?
Well, that's what I was saying. I feel like I don't need to wear the headphones because I can hear you guys. We're all here. There's no Zoom aspect.
Oh, you don't feel like you need to wear the headphones?
Correct.
Then why am I wearing them?
So you can hear the sound effects?
Yeah, you're the producer, the engineer.
Yeah, making sure the levels are fine.
Right.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Are you recording?
Allie has both cans on. Casey has one. You have none.
So it's a nice grading. We have everything covered. I heard the clapping. Don't need it. The sound effects are mixed so loudly that I could hear it ambiently through other people's
headphones.
Okay,
well, what about this one? A softer one.
What's that?
It was Casey saying, what's that?
How did you hear that?
Because I can, it's loud.
Yeah. All right.
Really loud.
Let's just.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. You have to go through Bond of the Week. But here it is, Bond of the Week. My pick is, sorry. I didn't edit from last week, so it still says James Bond Street. So why don't you guys go first, and I'll figure out what somebody on the way.
Yannick Sinner.
Who?
Yannick Sinner, he just won the Australian Open. He's Northern Italian, very tall, very slender, great head of hair.
I thought you
looks
said,
great, yeah. And I'm not done. Yep. Looks great in a suit. Speaks multiple languages.
I thought you were going to
say he's a professional skier and a professional tennis player.
Yeah,
he's yes.
Well. I thought you were going to say eunuched Sinner.
What's that?
Somebody who has, for lack of a better term, kind of
castrated
gone against
himself.
God's will so many times that they don't deserve
balls to have.
To have, yeah. Yeah. To
beautiful have. Singers.
Yannick Singers.
Again, we just got to make it through.
Yeah.
Bubba Broccoli, we're calling upon you. Have you guys ever called upon someone to do something? Because that's what's happening right now is that I'm begging Broccoli to make the choice, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like Roy Wood Jr. at the Emmys.
I can't tell what you're mouthing.
Please hire a host.
Oh.
And then they just went back with Jon Stewart.
Yeah,
for the Daily Show.
Yeah.
So
what is this?
I don't know who Roy Wood Jr. is.
He's a comedian who was a correspondent on the Daily Show. Everybody thought he was going to be the next host, and then they just went back to Jon Stewart because his Apple show got canceled because of Apple's corporate interests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
They could handle the show for the 3 years in between presidential elections, but oh yeah, it would actually help Apple for another Trump presidency to happen.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Looser sanctions. Looser sanctions.
That's
of
my
Jen
bond of the week.
Looser jeans. Your bond of the week is looser sanctions and Yannick Sinner.
Yannick Sinner.
Yannick Sinner. That's what I meant to say. I feel like I don't mean to trace it all back to this, but it's the fact that the walls are not salmon that I've been off my game the past few weeks. Diet C.
Looser sanctions or loser sanctions?
It's a good question.
My favorite position is GEO.
Allie, do you have a bond of the week?
Andre Agassi.
Okay.
Another tennis player.
Yeah.
Casey?
Victor Wembanyama.
Tall and skinny as a...
Finally, we made it past. I wanted to talk to you guys about something... What?
I feel like we didn't delve into the victor of it all. Wembanyama.
That's
Wembanyama.
Fine. Yeah. Fine. You want to? What more do you want to say about it?
Not me. Amir does.
Yeah, Amir, have at it.
I feel like I've actually pitched him before.
Okay.
Sounded familiar.
So we don't need to dive into
it. Check the database.
Yeah. Ferrari adds Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Replacing Carlos Sainz.
You guys hear about this?
No.
I saw you post, Jeff. Is this what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Casey, plug the pit wall and then also how do you feel?
Yeah, the pit wall. It's a Formula One podcast for casual fans. Lewis Hamilton is a Formula One driver, maybe the best to ever do it. Seven-time world champion. Looking for his eighth. And he's been driving with Mercedes for years, mm-hmm. and he's leaving the team for Ferrari.
Wow.
Ferrari.
That's crazy. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Why did he leave?
Why didn't you change?
We don't know yet. I'm guessing.
What'd you say?
You said, why did he leave? And I said, why didn't you chant? Because I was saying, Ferrari, Ferrari, and you didn't join him.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, why did he leave?
It's Ferrari. I'm guessing. With an Italian accent. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he didn't think Mercedes was going to be competitive for a bit.
Did they pay him? Is that how it works in F1?
Yeah, they definitely get paid to drive the cars.
Did he get paid like before versus now?
Oh, he's definitely one of the highest paid drivers. I don't know exactly what their contracts are, but it's somewhere between like 50 and 80 million.
A year?
I think
that's over like 4 years.
Okay, over for like 4 years.
Before years, before versus Ferrari years, before versus Ferrari years.
Sure. Moving on to permanent jewelry. What do you guys think?
I can't stomach it.
Right?
No, not for me.
Not
is that
for
a thing?
Me either.
Yeah.
What would be permanent? What kind of jewelry is permanent?
Bracelets, necklaces.
Why permanent?
You'll go to the jeweler and they almost like they use like a little burning thing
solderize.
And they like solder
they
it. Yeah, they
can't
solderize it. So yeah, you can't
into
take it off.
Your skin?
No.
No.
Idiot?
Around your wrist.
I'm trying to learn.
It's just like welded around your ass.
So it'll never fall.
Yeah.
And then if you decide you're over it and you want to get it taken off, you have to go back to a place and have them like
I hate
and
it.
I assume.
Not permanent at all.
Yeah, it's like a tattoo. You can get it removed, but it's not easy.
What is permanent?
And sure. But, you know,
if you're lazy.
The only way that I can see this
what
being
is
useful
really?
Is in terms of chastity.
Meaning?
Just, you know, the permanent belts of it all just like welded onto your glands. Mm. Does that make sense? I don't mean to get too crass early in the episode. I just am saying that's, I can see how that would be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Useful to who?
To those who wish to stay chaste.
I think it's mostly like little bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get that. I get that for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah.
Do you think chastity belt wearers are the ones who want to be wearing it? You don't believe that someone else is making them wear it?
That's I think a really they want good someone question. Else to make them wear it.
I'm pretty so sure someone else it. Is making them wear those things.
I know, but they want the person to make them wear it.
I mean, okay. It was the Jonas Brothers' parents that wanted them to wear their chastity rings.
Mm. Yeah, which honestly could have been permanent jewelry.
Not really.
But a ring that's permanent just has to be sized thus that you couldn't have slid it on and you can't get it past the knuckle.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to have this conversation anymore. Please, moving on.
Moving on to... Curb Your Enthusiasm is back and then gone. Mm-hmm. How do we feel? And also, what's going to replace it? I feel like we could have an Amir-style show.
Mm, that'd be cool.
So instead of Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's like curb stomp your boss and have an orgasm. it didn't exactly work. I just was wondering, like, yeah. If your teeth are gone.
Didn't work at all.
I know, but I was like, it was a thread. It was a pitch.
I would say Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of the funniest television shows of all time.
I agree.
12 seasons is a lot.
Okay.
So he gave it more than enough. He did a great job, and I'm sad to see it gone. But 25 years on TV, that's a lot.
Yeah, but only 12 seasons in 25 years. So
takes time to reload and get inspired again.
I
haven't really seen the last, like, 6 seasons.
They're good.
For whatever reason, when they changed from, like, it looking shitty to it looking a little nicer, I was like, I don't think I want to watch this now.
Yeah, like also, the HD version of
it. I feel like he's, you know, I love Larry David, but he has started to look worse. So it's like, that's when you really should be softening the aesthetic. You shouldn't be, like, seeing everything in 4K.
Yeah, I really think I would have watched Curb all the way through if they stayed in, like, standard definition, even today.
Interesting.
Like, if you want to spend more money on the aesthetic, you should shoot on film.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Did you see the Seinfeld reunion season?
Yeah.
I did watch that one, yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. I think that one still looked shitty. Mm.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
I like the one where they put up the producers.
Yeah.
Because Ben Stiller's in it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, every season is great.
Yeah.
Was that your idea for that segment right there?
No, I actually think we could pitch an Amir vehicle, but, you know, nobody wants to play along with me today, so let's just move on, I guess. All right, here we go. This is not a segment, it's just something that I wanted to share. So,
it's a video of people making a belt? You wanted to show us this?
Just let's all watch.
I guess it's kind of cool.
There's no audio.
Leather working.
It's a nice looking belt.
This is like a classic TikTok you get served. You're just like, why am I watching this? And it's 11:49 p.m. I should go to bed.
Watch this.
Keep watching it, and you realize it's like 45 minutes
long. Yeah, okay, that was cool.
Pretty good.
Like, the process of watching this is oddly satisfying, as the internet would say.
Yeah. Correct.
But what I wanted to run by you guys is the final belt kind of looks like shit, right? It's like 4 inches wide. Like, no one's going to wear that.
Yeah, that was like a size 12
thick
belt.
As shit.
Yeah. Just more about the process of making it. When they punch a hole, does it separate or is it literally removing that leather as a circle, if that makes sense?
There's also, like, text on the screen that's really small that's like narrow, and then Jeff turned it off.
Never mind then, I guess.
Now I don't need the headphones on. I hear the sound effects outside of the headphones.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty good episode so far.
So far, we've done Bond of the Week and looked at a belt.
And I think that's the perfect time to...
See you later, Amir.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is... starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
There it is. Yep. There it fucking is. We're back yet again with that Friday feeling on a Thursday. But
is this coming out?
Next Friday, week
so like
tomorrow.
February 9th or something?
Sure, yeah.
So we'll have survived the atmospheric river. Are you
the
familiar
Pineapple
with
Express.
This?
Yes, yeah.
There's a moisture belt just whipping through California, creating unprecedented, a superstorm, creating 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain.
Absolutely.
Which is like usually an entire winter's worth of moisture just all happening.
Absolutely.
In one 3 to 4 day
span.
One
fell swoop, I would say.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
And we just got a sampler of it today, and it was a lot.
It was an any teaser sampler platter.
Correct.
In terms
and
of the torrential downpour.
By the time this gets released, we'll have either survived or not.
Or not. That's what I was going to say, because the mudslides, especially with your house, which,
the implications
you know, I can't
of it are potentially devastating.
Yeah. Your
the
house
ramifications
could slide off the hill,
spread from San Diego to San Francisco.
Yeah, San Miguel
hundreds
to
of
San
miles
Gabriel.
Of coastline.
All the sands. All the sands are turning into sand.
Because it's basically
because
creating
this
wet
dirt
mud sliding
slide,
moisture never ending unrelenting
moisture
system.
That's what I was going to say.
Where
because
and nobody really
at no
knows
point nobody's going to ever understand
capable
what
of happening
could happen
until it
rain.
Happens. There
because
could be flooding
next Friday. Let's say the fucking 9th. That's when we'll know
exactly
if we had survived this. So we're
so
recording
edit this
now.
Fast so you don't have to worry about power. Electricity going out.
I don't
wind,
mind,
gale force winds whipping, creating power line outages, internet outages. It's all in play.
Mm. This is a segment I like to call critiquing classical.
You're yelling.
You're not wearing your headphones.
It's very loud.
You really need your headphones for this one.
Done.
Before it continues. This is a segment I like to call critiquing classical. I think something that, you know, they say when you're like, you know, writing a piece, right? Whether it's music, whether it's a script to put people together, characters together that have instant tension, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, there's nothing that, like, I don't know, Peter MacArthur, mm-hmm. you know, would say that I would agree with.
Really? Nothing?
Like, he and I are, like, two opposite ends of the spectrum in a certain way.
Have you ever met him?
I think I've said four words to the guy, but mm-hmm. that's because we don't have much to talk about. You know what I mean?
You said four words, and you don't think he agreed with any of them.
All four of them were in opposition to him. Yes. I could see it in his eyes. So my point is, like, if you put Peter and I in a room, that's instant tension, and there's going to be some, like, you know, interesting conversations, if nothing else, if not, you know, hilarity ensuing. So I thought that what we could do is pair classical masterpieces with modern dumbassery, which is to say we're going to listen to some classical music on the show and see how that informs the rest of the show. If you have any critiques about me, the piece, or each other, or the world at large, say them while the music plays.
Sure. And we have been having discussions here about, you know, playing music.
But that's copyrighted music.
So this is not copyrighted. Public
domain.
Public domain. And like the performances are also not.
Those are copyrighted.
Yeah.
Yeah. The piece is not. Mm. The recording is.
So we don't really know the legal ramifications of what's about to happen.
I know, but we also don't know how fun it might be to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's that good, just because you're saying, let's listen to classical music.
Yeah, my understanding is you want us to just do the show while classical music is...
Wax while classical music is playing, but it's also kind of a druthers situation. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see if I created this, what I like to call it, a container, an arena, that we can all play within, where mm-hmm. it's like, okay, now we get what's happening, versus just like, what the fuck are we all talking about?
Sure.
I also want there to be a critical bend to this. So, you know, let me see what I can kind of pick you guys apart for.
Oh, you're gonna criticize us.
Oh, I thought we were criticizing the song.
Or the song. Criticize anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Casey, have you ever been to waltz? You wear this waltz hat all the time.
Oh, yeah. I go to waltz all the time.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Do you wear that hat at waltz?
No, never.
And that's the thing. So whenever you're not at waltz, you have the hat. Whenever you're at waltz, you don't have the hat.
I don't wear the waltz hat. At waltz, correct.
Okay.
And you know what? They don't make the yellow anymore.
You're right.
I'm not loving the way that the music is swelling there.
You put the music on.
No, I know. Oh!
You're Katri-
right? It's a little in your face, the music. I'm saying, like, maybe, like, there's subtlety. There's beauty in subtlety.
So you want us to critique the music now?
I'm critique anything that you're thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah.
See? I don't think this is a good idea.
This segment.
Yeah.
See, that's a good jumping off point. What would make it better?
No classical music.
But the whole segment is like the classical music bend to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's what I don't like about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good start.
Do you know what this piece is?
Am I allowed to look at my laptop?
Sure.
It's Don Giovanni's overture from Mozart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's good.
Thank you. No, that's the wrong thing to do, actually. You're supposed to be critiquing shit. It's like a Casey's druthers, a Marika's druthers, an Amir's druthers, and Ali's druthers. But nobody's saying anything. You're just kind of staring at me.
Because we're trying to wrap our heads around what is happening.
Well, isn't it more difficult because of the classical music?
It is.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, it's
critique
harder.
Critique shit.
I did. Okay. I said the segment's not good.
Yeah, okay, we are
but
critiquing
that's not
the segment.
Constructive. That's just negative.
I was saying you should stop playing the classical
then
music.
Then it's not a segment. Then it's just us talking.
Right, that's fine.
Is it?
So
I don't
the
think
the music
that's
makes
it's
it a segment?
The music makes it a container, I said, an arena
container.
To play with.
To play in.
It is.
Now it's more fun.
Thank you. And now there's like a little bit of whimsy going on, which I'm not sure,
You're not sure if you like?
No, I like the song.
You think
I just don't know if we're
show?
Vibing with it because everybody's just staring me dead at the eyes.
Well, let's be honest. The song slaps.
Song slaps.
Thank you. Okay. All right.
This is actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Say Mozart, I have a note for him?
If you don't have a note for Mozart, what about a note for the show, a note for Casey, a note for Amir, a note for your ass?
He did give the note for the show.
I feel like I fear that you guys both took the headphones off, and it's.
I can hear it.
I can hear it from the headphones being
down
here.
I know, but then it's like you're not. Yeah,
I'm not immersing myself in the music.
They're not in the container, the arena.
The arena. You're not in the arena if you don't have the headphones on.
Do you love Mozart in the Jungle? Are you sad it got canceled?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Have you seen Amadeus? Amadeus, you see it? Ever heard of it?
I
know
that.
That's his middle name. Is that a
good
show?
Movie.
Yeah, yeah, it is a good movie. Yeah.
See, now's the time where it's swelling in the cans and you're not experiencing the same thing as me.
Because, yeah, it's so loud the way you put it in our headphones. So I like the way it sounds from a distance. Are you going to edit that audio in or just have it bleed through our microphones?
Were you in band growing up?
I was. I had to play the clarinet growing up.
Okay.
Had to?
Yeah.
Why?
You had to learn an instrument in school. So yeah. I had to learn.
In my school.
I chose really? The clarinet.
School in Florida. They got rid of instruments.
They don't have any instruments.
No
Can
music
you sing
in Florida.
In there? Or?
No, it's Footloose.
It's Footloose rules down there.
No dancing or singing.
That's right.
Strict no rejoicing. Right?
You said you had to play the clarinet, but it seems like you had to play an instrument.
An
you
instrument.
Chose the clarinet.
I chose the clarinet, but what am I going to play, the viola?
Play a guitar.
That was not an option. Believe me, I would have played the guitar.
I did French horn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's this going,
not much
do you think?
Yeah.
It's not going well. But
really?
I feel like
it was half-baked.
Yeah.
Of an idea.
No, and I get that.
It's now kind of, to me, sounding like Jeff's internal soundtrack.
I see. He's going a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
This is what it... this is a little too sophisticated for what is actually happening in Jeff's head.
Yeah.
But I think the
dissonance.
Emotion...
I thought that there would be cognitive dissonance.
Trying
yeah.
to...
I don't even know when your sentences end because it's so loud in my headphones.
So take it off.
I can't, because then we're not in the arena, the container.
Yeah. It's like he's resenting the arena that he put us in.
The container he created.
Yeah.
It's hard, because I did so much to, like, help you guys. And then I start to resent how much I did to help you.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you do to help us?
Just kind of set up the...
Container?
Container, yeah, the arena.
To play within, in. Right?
Because then it's like, that's half the
battle.
Let's
look at the belt video again. I think there was some more there to mine from. We left that pretty fertile soil.
There was two more songs, but it went so poorly that I feel like we have to figure something out.
You
wanted
to do this for another 10 minutes?
I thought it was going to be a 20-minute segment where we were all just going to dive into each other and kind of argue over classical.
We did
that. You want to argue, but I don't think the music was making us want to argue.
Well, and also you kind of made it seem like you wanted us to point out things about each other that we don't like.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
We could work on.
Yeah.
And then you said to note myself. I'm not giving any notes.
Well, actually,
it's
good that you
notes.
Brought that up because I could do this again. I took this little video. I'll take a photo now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
On the last recording we did of you're wearing the same boots that we did.
Correct.
The last recording. And I noticed
on the
how bit. Your ankles only fill like half of
the
boot.
Half the screen, half the boot. Yeah.
And ankles.
No,
so
that'll never not be an issue.
I just took a photo.
Me.
I'll send it to you.
A lot of
so
slack
can,
between the heel and
see
his
the
Achilles.
Criticism I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to find shoes that have a thin opening like that.
Well,
they
it's hard
really.
To find out that Casey's been thinking about this for a week.
3 days. 3 days.
Okay. Yeah, because we did this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, that camera's not facing you anymore. Are you using the GoPro?
Yeah. It does look better a little bit on these monitors.
The GoPro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I set up everything to look correct.
I appreciate
when
that.
They are pointing in the
right direction. That's what I was going to
say.
And is the show heading in the right direction?
This
you
one
tell
is
us.
Not.
All right, I'm sending you all this picture of Jeff's ankle.
Okay. Slack or?
I texted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you could really, if you zoom in, you could really see how much space. Is in there in that boot.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, so
it reminds me of like
viewers will be seeing this. It's hard because, like,
let me send you what it reminds me of.
Yeah, it's hard because these boots are my size through the foot, not through the ankle.
Yeah,
and you can't know that from ordering boots online, they don't have an ankle size.
You can email customer support.
You think I'm gonna email those fuckers?
I do.
I think you'll email them right now.
Hindsight 2020, I would have ordered a half size down.
Mm.
But any smaller than that, I would have given me blisters for sure. It would have been me blisters for sure. Oh my God. They put it to a fan vote if they want the new NBA logo to be that or Kobe. And that edges it out.
Can't you see the similarities though?
I get it.
You sort of have
I see the similarities in like the
thinness.
Ankle area,
yeah.
For sure. Well, you wanted criticism.
Yeah, not that personal, right? You know I'm sensitive about my thankles. What do you want? This is body shaming. Right? I wanted you to be like, oh, you know, Jeff's hair is off. Jeff's like waist
is
your hair
looks good. Now you're mad at me?
No, let's just, yeah.
Did you shampoo it recently? It does look like curlier almost.
Yeah, I shampooed it today. Sorry. I just gotta. Oh, I'm supposed to record the HeadGum podcast right now.
You have an alert for a recording that's a half hour after the recording is supposed to start?
Yeah, that way I get the alert being like, you are exactly where you're supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
You know, I was reading this article today that said the psychology of New Year's resolutions, with which 2 weeks ago we doled out resolutions. I figured, A, we could kind of check in on those because they were saying that it's more successful to set a goal for the new year in February, statistically, than it is in January. So I wanted to check in. Amir, how's that youth? Are you embodying young?
That wasn't my resolution.
That's the one I gave to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had the flu, and then I've been sick for all of January, really.
Yeah.
So I'm not really embodying young. Sort of feeling old.
Yeah, but in a way, kids get sick often because they're still building that immunity. Do you feel like you're on the upswing of your immunity, or do you feel like you're on the downswing of life?
Well, I turned 41, so that feels like I'm, just slightly over that.
Yeah.
Hill.
Okay.
Average age-wise.
Well, I think by the time, like, you're 80, they're going to come up with, like, some medicine, some science stuff where you'll be able to live to, like, 120, I think.
Yeah. Do you think that the medicine's going to be colloidal silver, or...?
I haven't looked into the science yet. I don't know exactly how they're going to make it happen, but I do believe we are all going to be living and working into our hundreds.
Into our hundreds. Imagine being 108 and going to an office.
At some point, that song's going to be like a greatest hit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a classic when
the
we're 100.
The grainy version? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Oldies channel will be playing Fetty Wap.
I got broads in Atlanta.
Yeah.
What?
This is one of those
episodes. I wasn't here when we did the New Year's resolution episode.
You were here for the... My wrist hit the trackpad. Yeah.
You got the opposite problem of your ankles with your wrists.
Yeah.
That they're huge.
Wrists.
Yeah. They kind of protrude like...
Yeah. Like a Tetris piece.
You were there.
Well, I brought in the flan.
You brought in the flan, yeah. And, do you want me to dole out a resolution for you?
Yeah, I'd love one.
I'm worried that every episode this year is going to be being like doling out resolutions, checking in.
You're
on
worried about that?
Yeah.
So don't do it. You're in charge. If you're worried about something about this show, just do the opposite.
Yeah. I was going to say that. We did talk about on that episode that you've been to a lot of places where the veil is thin.
The veil is thin?
Yeah, you know, you've been to Ojai, you've been to Topanga.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my fear for you is that you're not grounding yourself enough in this spiritual dimension, this realm.
That's fair.
No, it's not. Yeah,
no. No, I just like, you don't want to be so far, yeah, gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stay grounded. Don't, my head is too in the clouds.
Well, beyond the clouds. I mean, it's out of the stratosphere.
Right.
And that's my fear for you. So for
I'm listening.
Yeah, but you're not agreeing.
I want to see where you're going to go with it.
I'm already almost there. So at this point, you should have been agreeing or not.
I can't agree with...
I want Allie to go to places where it's like, you're nowhere near the veil.
Okay.
So, you know, veil. Fucking Cincinnati, Louisville, San Diego. There? What's that?
Have you been to Cincinnati?
I have been in the airport.
Have you been to Louisville?
I have been there.
Did you go to the Louisville Slugger factory?
No, I went to the library bar.
Okay.
Okay, so
where,
you...
Places where there like is a kind of a spiritual
thicker
void.
Air? Oh.
A thicker air, yeah. Sort okay. of something that's weighing you down physically. And for the... think theme parks, think commerce.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds...
Awful.
Not like a resolution I've ever heard of, for sure.
It sounds honestly not like a resolution.
Yeah.
It sounds like an itinerary.
It sounds like a mandate.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You want Allie to, like, go to Epcot?
Go to Vail. Go to Epcot.
Places where the veil is thick.
Yeah. Enjoy Vail. Some thick air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
So how's that been going for you so far?
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
January.
I think tracking. Since I've been set out on my quest so far, I'm doing okay. I've never been to Vail. I've been to Louisville.
Louisville? This year, though?
Yeah.
In terms of this year's resolution?
No, I've just been here. This whole month, I've just been here.
Especially this episode.
Yeah.
What's that?
Casey, your resolution was go Hollywood. How's the funding coming for the two movies that you have? One is kind of on a bigger scale, one is on a lower scale.
I'm working on them.
Mm-hmm.
Something will be made this year. I promise you that. I make that promise. I'll make that promise to the listeners. Hold me accountable.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a movie. It's happening.
Wow. I
had a meeting last week.
With?
My producers.
Okay.
Figuring out, you know, the pre-production stuff. Scheduling, budgeting. Yeah.
And do you think that they actually are the real deal, or you think that they're going to string you along and they're not going to get the money, and then it's going to be like, guys, where are you, you know? Where are we at on this? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're almost there. We're almost going to start producing.
But. These guys know. I'm making a movie with a close-knit group of people.
And how are you doing getting into that close-knit circle?
Not well. The threads
right.
I invited him to the table read.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I would have heard him play one of the parts.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Considering casting him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he did not come.
No
did not
show. Show.
Yeah, didn't show up at all.
Did he say he was going to come?
I don't remember. Did you say you were going to come and you just flaked? Or
I said I could come to one of the days and then you did it on a different day.
No, wait. No, I remember I did it specifically on the day that you said you could. And then you said you were tired, I believe.
No. It's that my dad is severely immunocompromised and he asked if I could lay low before I traveled home.
Interesting. You didn't relay that to me.
I think I did.
I don't think so.
He would have remembered severely immunocompromised.
Yeah.
That's a pretty terrifying two words.
Well, it's
to
hard
hear.
To, you know, I mean, let's be honest, as long as we're critiquing, Casey's been absent for the past couple of months. All he can think about are these projects, which is, by the way, part of the reason his New Year's resolution that I'm giving him is to go Hollywood. It's like, just make the movie so you can stop talking about it.
Sounds like he
I does. Think you talk about it more than I do.
That's true.
How often do you shampoo your hair?
Once a week.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah, you guys never ask me any questions about me. Let's get some questions for good old Jeff.
Do you condition?
Yeah.
Do you have a skincare regimen?
I do.
What is it?
It's
Drop It King.
Yeah, Drop It King.
Drop It King.
Drop It King.
It keeps happening and it gets more atmospheric and I wake up in a cold sweat. CeraVe in the shower. Sorry.
I do the same. Sorry to make it about me.
Talk about the movie.
I don't want to.
That was you
Tell
stealing
me what kind
the
of CeraVe form. Do you use?
How much money do you need? How much money do you need to stop talking about the funding? To stop talking about the meetings with producers? I'll
you
give you 10 grand to put
was
a sock
going.
In it. CeraVe in the shower.
Foaming face.
Lotion wise.
Are you so happy about the Michael Cera campaign?
I'm indifferent. What difference does it make to me cleansing my face if there's a celebrity endorsement or not?
Oh, it makes every difference to me.
You like it?
I love it. I love celebrity endorsements.
Okay, yeah.
I'll buy something. I'm susceptible. If I think that someone cool likes it, I'll get it too.
Interesting. You're an alpha consumer.
Yeah.
Don't repeat what I'm saying.
I'm trying to be more like your ass.
Is that alpha or is it beta? Because it's kind of follower.
It's alpha.
As someone that just repeated what I said.
Yeah. I'm obviously a leader. It's CeraVe in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Like foaming face or there's a lot of different CeraVe soaps you could be using.
Is it a drama? Is it a dramedy? You obviously want to talk about the movie. You keep interrupting me, you're trying to make it
seem...
I'm
trying to get more details out
like
of your
about
routine.
My routine, but it's really just about how much cash you want us to write you checks for.
I have not mentioned money at all.
You've mentioned
today.
The movie and meetings with producers.
You brought it up.
You mentioned the table read. You mentioned the CeraVe.
It doesn't matter.
Non-foaming CeraVe in the shower.
Great.
Fucking moisturizer.
Mm. What kind?
It's Dr. Something.
That's every
Scholl's,
day.
That's for feet.
You've been putting feet moisturizer on
your
face.
Well, my derm has said that my facial skin and structure
looks
is
like
akin
foot.
To a foot.
Okay.
No, I'm pulling up the actual name of it right now. You guys are free to talk amongst yourselves so that the onus isn't always fucking on me. And don't say, oh, but you host the show. I can't make something out of nothing.
You just said, why don't you guys ask me questions?
Then we did, and then
and
you
we
got
did,
mad.
And now you're mad.
It's like La Roche-Posay or something,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I always, yeah, I call that La Roche pussy.
Oh, yeah, I can see
too.
That.
Yeah, because there's like a little bit of pussy left.
Yeah.
If you want to get high off of it.
And you wear that on your face? Is that an everyday thing? Or
in pride. I wear it on my face in pride.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, French. French moisturizer.
Unbelievable.
So that's nice. Good for you.
What are your guys? Drop your guys' face routine or whatever. I'm still trying to pull it up because it's not La Roche-Posay, I actually don't think. It's something else. It's Dr. Something.
I use CeraVe foaming facial cleanser in the shower and then CeraVe moisturizer.
I kind of gathered that because you were really, really hoping that he was using foaming too, I felt.
You really took the floor right there.
You just said talk about our
I
facial
just think it's
cleansing
how
routines.
Comfortable you were in taking the floor. There should be some tepidness.
I was piggybacking off of the fact that you also use CeraVe. Do you use CeraVe because Alex Albon is a skinfluencer for it?
I use CeraVe because Alex Berkman mentioned it.
Why did you
That's
pick
the
clarinet? You see more oboe.
Because they didn't have the oboe. The school had the fucking instruments.
Oh.
You just had to bring your own reeds. Lou or otherwise. This is not going the way
you
I
don't think
it would.
It's going well.
No,
I think it's
I walked good. Into the office. I said it was going to be an amazing episode. But you
why?
Know what?
Because what did you
it was
have planned?
I was
in
a half-baked outline.
It was
yeah.
developed
the lineup
in the classical
was good.
Music.
It was developed so that you guys would have fun during it. It was loose.
Yeah.
It wasn't like like Jeopardy. It wasn't like quote match. It was like. What about something that's a little bit looser where we get to talk about our skin routines, where Casey
right.
has the space and time to talk about his fucking funding?
You said you had a perfect segment for Anya.
I said I have a perfect game going for Anya, radio free.
Yeah, and that she should come at the 20 to 40 minute mark. Did you think the classical music section was something that she would really like / want to participate
she
in?
She loves Mozart, and that was a Mozart original.
She does?
Yeah, it was on her. It was her second most listened to artist on her Spotify.
She was Mozart for Halloween.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. It's Found actually
it.
Such a good
Gold
costume.
Faden MD Vital Boost Moisturizer. It's not cheap, but it works well.
No free pub.
Yeah, I'm going to block that out of my memory of the episode and a black bar.
Bam blammo.
Gold fade and MD bright eyes for dark circles.
Aw, yeah. That's so nice.
And then I usually use Skin Suticals vitamin C serum, but that's too expensive, so I've been not using that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I actually don't use anything.
You don't wash your face?
No.
I mean,
I wash my face in the shower, but I don't use a face wash, and I don't use a moisturizer.
You're saying like this that. Like we're going to be like, really? Yeah. We know.
I guess I seem shocked. I have a very, like, oily skin by default. So, like, the idea of, like, putting stuff on there always kind of scared me. Like, when I was more of an acne-ridden teen, I used to, like, get, like, the, you know, specific face washes and medications and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now as an older man, an older gentleman.
Would you ever get IPL done? Intense pulse light therapy or something? It's like, it's for dry eyes, but it also helps with periodontic rosacea.
I guess if I had that, I would.
You have it. It's underlined, but it could return at any moment. I wonder if you do the IPL.
Yeah, I mean, the lights are pretty bright, so I don't know what you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're under a microscope on the show, not only emotionally, but also physically.
You think I have what, rosacea?
It's not me thinking it. It's the comment section and me.
Everyone's talking about it. They're hashtags. All right,
now we're getting somewhere. You can feel the energy waves getting a little bit better. We're all on the same wavelength. And right. It's not a lot of. By the way, this is what I'm seeing. It's times three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're accusing us of having skin diseases.
I'm not accusing. I'm diagnosing.
Right.
You don't go to the doctor and you're like, do I have a dissected carotid artery? And you're he's like, I'm accusing
you. Yeah, you're
you
not
of
a
that.
Doctor. Yeah.
Yeah. not a doctor. Dan Gore. I am not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I have been at the doctor a lot recently. Yeah. So I think I can speak with a certain edge.
How are your eyes?
Not well.
Really?
Yeah.
They look cloudy.
Yeah, they always do. I have a pinguecula.
Which right means? There,
which means it's like a non-cancerous growth due to UV light and dry eyes. But I might have a needle stuck into that eye.
Oh my God. Right through the middle?
I guess near this tissue that would inject like a I'm not like infallible. You're staring at me like that shouldn't have messed me up. Yeah. I'm talking about a very invasive medical procedure that I might need to get 12 times in a row.
12 times in a row?
In a year, I said.
Once
not in a
month?
Row.
You said once in a row.
You said in a row.
I said in a year, I meant.
You also are constantly getting procedures, so this shouldn't rattle you.
I got probed.
Correct.
Yes, with a rod.
Yeah. Where?
In your fucking eyelid.
Yes.
He talks about it all the time. You do like a weird
why is
quasi
this not a shock to you guys? That's yeah. not quasi RF radio frequency?
Yes.
Another thing Anya would love.
Radio right. frequency Anya?
She's here.
She won't do the show. She was like, I have to go live at 5. And I was like, this show's going to be over by 5.
Yeah.
And she still wouldn't guest. And then she said, what time do you need me to come on? I said, 4:20 to 4:40. It's 4:47. She knows that it's 4:47, and she refused to come.
Okay.
Okay. I guess maybe that's
no,
something
you
should...
No, because when you guys respond with, like, okay, it's like, then the audience is like, holy shit, Jeff is, like, going off the deep end today.
You are.
No, I'm not! You said I had the thankles. You said that I had cloudy eyes. You said, oh, fund my movie for free. No points on the back end. Then why would I cut you the check? Then why would I cut you the check? I'm not here to be patronizing the arts, Casey. I said, go Hollywood. I said, you have 2 scripts. Make one or both.
I've got 3 scripts.
So make one of the 3.
I'm trying. It's,
been
it's
2.5 weeks.
It's a miracle to make
to
any movie.
I know. But then just get out of your own way and make the bish. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about whether the producers are ready. It's go Hollywood or don't.
Okay.
You're right.
That,
really?
That has the tone of an inspirational speech, but it was like kind of gibberish.
Yeah, lacking any sort of like yeah, direction.
Like, it doesn't matter if you have money, just go Hollywood or don't.
I feel
it was
inspired.
A milkshake.
Yeah.
I think why? It was a milkshake because it's somewhat lacking in nutritional value, what I was saying.
Totally.
But there lacking. Is some truth there. There's some calcium. Yeah. I'm a severely vitamin D deficient man.
I think you're right about how that speech was as useful as a milkshake is healthy.
Well, no, sorry. You can't change the adjective there. It has to be, it was as useful as a milkshake was useful, nutritionally.
Healthy.
So, useful in terms of health is healthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, do you feel inspired at all by what I say?
Yeah, but I've already been inspired. Like, I'm going to make a movie, like a real small
Great!
Movie.
Great! That's more than I've heard you say.
That we're looking at like a 10-day shoot schedule.
Yeah.
It's going to be real lo-fi.
And you know, you could do it for like 50 grand because then you'd only need $5,000 a day.
Yeah, that's about what we're looking at.
That is what he said last time.
But what if
time?
You could get 100?
If we get 100, yeah.
That's $10,000 a day.
Yeah, and that would allow us to play a little bit more with some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you want Casey to go uh-huh. Hollywood. What about when he's gone Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Then don't forget the people who inspired you along the way.
Ali, Amir.
Me.
I don't know. I think you might miss these times.
Wow.
You specifically.
I wish somebody would have told us that these were the good old days.
That's how I feel about the beginning of this show before I was forced, by the way, to make it a video podcast. Because I used to edit the shit out of this stuff, and that's why people loved it. Because mm-hmm. it was tight. All the stuff that, you know, basically this whole episode would have been cut, other than me maybe screaming at Casey mm-hmm. and maybe,
I thought there was always like a video component with Zoom.
We did it over Zoom, but there was no video until, I think, episode like 80.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how we built the fan base. And we're losing them now that it's the video because you can't cut shit out. You can't cut the silences.
When yeah, I say you over, can.
Really?
That's why there's multiple cameras so you can
kind of
if you got to cut
angles,
something out. You can
yeah.
cut, I was gonna say. And there's not any jump cuts. But you just don't want to do it.
No, well, it's just, you know, I don't have the time or energy.
You don't have the energy.
It's hard because I, yeah.
Definitely have the time.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I don't yeah.
do anything else.
Yep.
Right.
I inspire. I actually resent the implication. I don't do anything else because I kind of inspire.
Who?
Casey. No, Casey man. And others. Do you want me to inspire you?
I'm okay.
I'd love it.
To inspire Amir or to inspire you?
No, inspire me.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Someone along your journey said you couldn't do it. Am I wrong? I'll take your silence as I've never been so inspired.
Oh.
Sorry, was there music? Or?
Was that it?
There was music.
Yeah, there was music.
But as soon as I tried to listen, it ended. But
I was way easier than I thought it was going to be.
Thank you.
Did that not work? We can try one more time.
Sure, try one more time.
Headphones?
Okay.
Let me guess. Someone along the way, as you launched toward you, said, I don't think that wench has what it takes. But are their words poison to you? Or are their words joyzen to have? Because alchemically, you can take dirt and let it grow into a beautiful mast of flowers. A stem from which joy rises from the ashes. Phoenixally. New word. Because the Ali Khan story ain't over, folks. For it has just begun. And for the thousands of haters, for the doubters, for the people who say, who's Ali Khan? Let them taste the poison in their jaundiced gums and say, enough is enough. We need a world stage where Ali Khan is playing every part. A one-woman show. Because we're all one. And that one is Casey.
You can't call her a wench.
It wasn't me saying that. It was the doubters. It was the tweet and deleters.
Yeah. Wait. Your second attempt was much better than the first.
I think the first one was succinct. I just think people didn't understand it.
Mm. The second one had joie de vivre.
Uh-huh. But I also... I was quoting somebody, but somebody called you a wench.
At some point?
At some point, I'm sure.
Spanish.
You're sure?
It was me. It was me, all right?
I'm the problem. It's me.
That's true. Oh, you were singing.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is so fucked up, but plugs.
Venmo or?
Yeah.
No, I'm retiring Venmo. I made enough last year.
Wow. How much, can you say how much? I'll bleep it. How much did he make?
Ali has to pay taxes.
Yeah, I have to pay taxes.
It's okay. Just annoying.
Yeah. I thought I was making more, but actually now I'm giving some back because I made that much.
You only made money for the U.S. government.
Uncle Sam. We're moving to Zelle.
Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. We're still doing Zoom parties over there.
Zardies.
Zardies. So please help pay our rent and help fund our retirement because I take all that money. I put it into a Vanguard.
IRA.
Sorry. Vanguard is what I was going to say.
You put it into Vanguard.
S&P, yeah. So it's compounding interest. Every dollar you make in your 26th year of life is worth more than like if Amir started investing now. Mm-hmm. Like, he only has 24 years.
No, I thought we figured out he has like 80 to 100 more years.
Well, you think the retirement age is going to be raised?
Yeah, to 120.
God, that would be plugs. So cool.
Even plugs, you guys are staring at me. Say something. Plug your shit.
To be honest, my ears are ringing.
I have tinnitus. Music.
Yeah. Do you really?
From this concussion, yeah. When
okay,
I lie awake at
Jackson,
night.
Maine.
Nice. Cut your hair. Cut your
just
hair.
Just wanted to take another look at you.
The pit wall. Listen to the pit wall. Yeah. Formula One. Mm-hmm. Venmo me money for the movie.
That'd be cool.
I'll have like a
official,
like an official,
there. Like a cocktail yeah. hour at an art gallery opening where you like, or it's a fundraiser.
Yeah.
You probably not like yeah. that.
Because the whole event would cost half the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just save your money until I'm ready to officially ask
save your
for
money
it. Up until you can donate to your
yes.
art.
Yeah, save yeah, up yeah. until Casey's ready.
Yeah. yeah.
Until follow I'm ready me on Instagram mm-hmm. at Ali Khan.
1,000 people to give you $50.
At Letterboxd.
That's it.
At Ali Khan. Casey just followed me. Huge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
On Letterboxd?
Yeah.
Do you want to soft pitch the idea for your show and get people talking about it?
No, I can't yet.
Okay. Never mind. I'm here.
I woke up in a new Bugatti, quite frankly. So,
I thought you were going to plug the brand of dialysis you're on. What? No way that's the thing that actually hurt his feelings. I feel like there's been so much worse said. He said I was a cotton candy man a couple weeks ago. And
you were.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the yeah. show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead
yeah.
and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's hmm? It's.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.